Sexy and Van City may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. Welcome to Sexy and Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR. Or maybe perhaps you could be listening to this podcast long after this has aired. But however you've decided to spend this hour with us, we are very, very, very glad to have you. So one of the things that I am very excited about is, I think most of you know, is I just started cooking a couple of years ago and have found some of the joy in it. But some of the guests I've wanted to have on for a very long time, since I think around 2010, when I saw their book at a booth at the Women of Worth conference, is the lovely, beautiful, sexy women that I have in the studio tonight from the Wise Woman's Cookery. And at the time, I totally wanted to have them on the show, but one of my fellow CITR lovely ladies, Mary Bernard, had them. She beat me to it, so had to wait a little bit. And thankfully, thanks to Facebook, they have won some wonderful awards for their book. And with that, I came up on my feed. And so I just reached out and I was like, I just really want to have you on the show. So I'm super stoked. Want to say a huge congratulations. So in case you're not sure what I am talking about, who I am talking about, I'm going to let you Google them right now. They're Wise Woman Cookery, Food, Sex, Magic, and Merriment. And I've got the lovely Shannon Loper and Mary Edwards. And they spent 5 years researching and writing this book, Wise Woman's Cookery. Their journey took them from the esteemed halls of learning at Lambeth Palace Library in London, Trinity College in Dublin, and the Folklore Department at the University College of Dublin, to backwater pubs and country kitchens. And they've made a comprehensive study of women's lore, folk traditions, ancient cultures, myths, poetry, and many connections of food and sex throughout history. And they have this beautiful, gorgeous book, which we will be giving them away during the show as well. But even more exciting, they've won awards. And they've got, which you can check out on their website, their teaser. It's pretty hot. They just played it for myself and the lovely Val from Folk Oasis. They've got a teaser for an upcoming TV show, which is pretty cool. So, welcome to the show, my beautiful women.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
Yes, we're happy to be here.
Yes, we sure are. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Mary.
And we just love talking about great food and good sex. So here we are. Let's get going.
That sounds perfect. So what inspired you to write this, just right from the get-go, because with the 5 years of research, etc.?
Mary and I have been friends for many, many years. We started working with women's products a number of years ago. We ended up working with a product that actually helped women achieve orgasm quicker. And we found, though, that a lot of the products that we were working with had petroleum byproducts and chemicals.
So we decided that we should try to do those products in recipes that women could make at home. So we started making those at home and experimenting on our male companion, because, you know, it's fun. And I guess some of them were botched. So I think, you know, when things happen, like a penis gets, you know, glued accidentally to the side of the leg, you know, it's called living and learning, right? So it's like, excuse me, how do you get this off? So yeah, we have really experimented with all this.
We were also, you know, we both have been cooks for many years, and so we just decided that we wanted to, you know, introduce great aphrodisiac foods. More and better sex with aphrodisiacs and wonderful lotions and creams that you can make in your own kitchen with your guy, you know, make them with herbs and stuff. So, you know, you walk by the herb stall at the market and you know, they smell the mint. That's what they're thinking about, is the mint honey blowjob elixir, you know.
So
we have recipes for all of those wonderful creams in our great book. And
I just love the concept of that, and I think that would really inspire a lot of men who are listening, perhaps to go grocery shopping with people sometimes and spend a little bit more time in the kitchen, because it makes the kitchen a sexy place.
Well, you know, and it's not just for men and women. It's for all couples. And it's
for anyone who wants to take a dive, baby.
And you know, it's for oral sex. Be it with a man or a woman, a lot of the creams, we make body paint from the beet that's natural that you can eat. We make
to encourage elixirs. Foreplay in like fun wacky ways,
and elixirs out of fruit and alcohol, and just to have a little bit of fun at home.
Yeah, to get bombed at home in a nice, natural way.
Well, not too bombed, because we are not trying too bombed, having more sex.
Look, I was going to say.
We're not asking
sometimes.
You to get too bombed, baby.
You are what you eat, you know, and how you feel is what you've put in your mouth. So.
The thing is, if it's made properly, you only need a very small amount to be affected.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So the gluing to the legs, because that was going to be one of my questions. I have to ask.
So. I think.
Well, the thing is, you know what? When you mix up certain things, when they cool, it's the cooling process. You know how some things kind of harden up when they cool? Well, we didn't think about that part in the beginning, that it was going to it's called jumping in, right? Jumping in with the product all happy. Hey, man, I'm like natural. I made this. Oh, great.
That's so cool. Throughout the 5 years of research, because like, obviously there's been some amusing moments that may not have been as amusing at the time, but as well, what are some of your favorite highlights in terms of some of the stuff you've learned?
When we went overseas, we traveled to England and Ireland, and we researched the history there. We were trying to, you know, delve a little deeper than the last 2,000 years and get into some of the pagan practices and foods. And I think that was one of the highlights of us writing the book. We did take all of the photographs in the book except for the color portraits. So that part, you know, we grew the food, we cooked it, we took the photographs, we traveled. We learned just so much just doing it. I think the learning process as well has been a highlight.
And finding recipes that you don't understand and you have to figure out weights and measures, because in other times they didn't talk in weights and measures like we do now. And figuring out how much to put to make it taste good. And
in actual fact, there's a lot of history in this book. With each food that we write about, we relate to a woman from the past and her secrets of seduction and tales of food and you know, and with each woman that we do talk about, we have an image from an art gallery or a museum from all over the world. And that was another sort of highlight and part that we really needed to learn about was bibliography and making sure that, you know, everything is represented properly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just the whole journey, and now we've taken our book and as you said before, we've based a proposed television series on it, Wise Woman's Cookery, of course.
It's a sexy, sexy, sexy show. If that trailer is anything to gauge from, and I did share a couple of your videos on Facebook and Twitter earlier today.
Great. Good for you.
Because I just, so it was cool.
It encompasses a whole lot of things. Mm-hmm. We have a young couple that has a glitch in their relationship. They, of course, find us, the wise women.
And we help them to figure it out through food. And through exciting moments, like involved with the food, that of course has to do with history. So it could be like the Madame Talian thing, which is we could do strawberries infused in strawberry liqueur, dried, and then put in wine with some lavender. And that's a very relaxing, sensuous drink.
Well, they don't make lavender spirits anymore. So you know, you have to make them at home. but it's true. We do have in each episode the woman from the past, how it relates. She visits, you know, and we send the young couple off with their whatever it is they've made to achieve their O moment. Mm-hmm. And then we cook the aphrodisiac meal and explain why it's an aphrodisiac in the second half of the show. So
nice.
We did
how it affects people, like whether it's endorphins or whatever.
Digestion, you know, what to eat.
Affects the brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we did take that to the Banff Film Festival in June. And
very cool.
We had some great response, so we're hoping that we'll all be able to see our Wise Woman's Cookery television series soon.
So we also have quite a few vignettes put up. If anybody wants to look at our vignettes, they're very adult. Some of them had to be put on YouTube, or from YouTube, I mean, to Vimeo. And so if you go on the Vimeo, you will find...
the more adult channel.
Yes, the more arousing, beautiful beauties on there.
Yeah.
The YouTube is our great... We have 30 vignettes on our YouTube channel, but it's more sort of family-friendly. But they're all, you know...
Well, I wouldn't exactly call them family-friendly.
No.
Excuse me. If this is family-friendly, we're in freaking trouble here.
Okay? Wrong
right.
Words.
No. This is an adult thing. You're going to go on there and find out some of the most arousing, sensual, beautiful things. And it's definitely lover-friendly.
That's true.
What are some of the, like in terms of through everything that you've learned, what are some of the highlights and how has it changed each of you individually? In terms of both your relationships that you have, as well as just your own a relationship with your own sensuality and sexuality and with food.
Well, I think, you know, really, like I said before, you are what you eat. So by doing so, Mary and I, you know, started eating better. We both
don't diet.
Just through great food, we have more energy, even though we're older.
Yep.
And just working with food and with people. Like, Mary and I have talked to hundreds of people on a grassroots level about sexuality with all the women shows and the sex shows that we've done. And
we've claimed our sexuality. We got to a certain age in our 40s when we decided we were going to change our life and awaken our sexuality and have that in our life as part of our age
and,
as we're growing older.
And try to share that. That's what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Is we're trying to share the fact that...
Wake people up and say, here it is.
Have
you know what?
Sex.
Claim it.
Yes.
Book it, man. Book it, Dano. Book that date, okay?
And make the food together. Go out and buy the food.
Think about what you're going to do later to the guy, or the girl.
Think about the later.
Yeah.
Is the big thing.
Listen, man's, we're in there for you. We're like, you know.
That's really, what we've come out with is that we love to share what we've learned and our excitement about life and our awakened sexuality. A lot of people in long-term relationships, women with birth control pills, antidepressants, all the chemicals in our food.
Sugar. Sugar's the main deal that takes your sexuality away, really. It really is. Avoid it, like the plague.
And
you want to be, you know, growing into your sexuality? Avoid that one. Big time.
And even, you know, with menopause, a lot of women, your period, your hormone fluctuation up and down, and guys too, they have their issues too, you know, And weight is a lot of problems with men, and erectile dysfunction as they get older. There is,
and it's all to do with food.
But there's so many things that you can do that can please your partner, that doesn't have to, you know, you don't have to take the little blue pill. You can do other things and bring yourself around to it and eat healthier and bring it all back. And even if you are, whatever it is that it takes for you to have that fun, it's okay.
And I think it's so timely right now, especially with a lot of shifts. Like, I love the internet. I love Twitter, social media and stuff. But with all of that, there's been a huge increase in internet porn addiction in particular. And I know there's so many couples that are just screaming for intimacy. So many people on where they don't even have it with themselves because it's that disconnect with their own bodies. So I think all of this is so timely. Obviously, it's been around for a very long time because you've gone through and you've done the research in terms of the women in history. But that's especially our time now.
Food joins. It's a joining thing, and it's a socializing thing.
And it's
sitting there,
and it's joy
talking
in the kitchen.
A table of food.
How many people just go and they pick up their meal at the to-go place, or they microwave something? I mean, it's the kitchen used to be the heart of the home, and it was where people had fun, and, you know, that's what we need to do. And the whole slow cooking movement about, you know, not using fresh produce and making sauces from scratch and taking a long time to cook. I mean, the vitamins and the minerals that you get from your food can change your life. It does change your life. And
because it's nutrition, and that's what our body needs. The immune system needs real food.
Yes.
You know, people too, I'm realizing a lot, they're juicing and juicing and juicing, but they're throwing the fiber away. You know, you're ingesting all this sugar from five different pieces of fruit, great sugar, great all that, little bit of water, but where's the fiber to get it out? It's just going to go right into fat on your body or be ingested by other things like candida and funguses and things like that in your body. And if you're doing that every day to your body, think how much sugar you're ingesting. Just pick up an apple and eat it. Eat the apple, clean it off really good, and take a bite. Because you're going to get that out of your body fast. It comes out fast.
And you know, back to being in the kitchen, it's back to being togetherness, too.
It's the social thing again, right?
Yeah, and also, yeah, the social thing.
You're more likely to reach across and touch, aren't you?
Have your friends
over
for
meal.
Dinner.
Kiss your husband.
Celebrate life.
You know, kiss your bunny. Kiss your angel. Kiss your honey bunch. Give him a good kiss.
I think, you know, throughout history, when people celebrated, it was all around food. Because, you know, if you didn't have food, of course, we didn't survive. So when you had enough there to be able to celebrate with it, you know, and now we've turned food into something different. And there is a huge movement, and I think the younger generation now is totally getting it.
And they're trying to become more organic, and they're trying to find the root of the way of the earth again, of the real food.
So
I'm noticing.
We took all of this and we tried to hone it into great food and great sexuality. That's what we're trying to do.
Which is so needed on so many levels.
Like you were saying, just touch.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are so disjointed. They're all involved in their screen on their hand or their screen at home. But I see that changing too. I mean, you know, I really do. I think
it's because it's a new technology. And now people, as you'll see too in lots of ways, people get sick of old technologies and stuff and new technologies. And I think that they're starting to come around to being more face-to-face again.
And reaching out. Yeah, I think so too.
I think they go out and party more, in a sense, to be social. And it's the touching and the being able to relate to each other. And I think people need that. But I think we also need more living spaces in society. We need to have places where people can walk and branch out of their apartments and their living spaces into areas where we can walk around It's a very traffic-oriented society, and it's, you know, you need to get out of your car to relate, don't you?
You do.
You know?
Very much so. And I was actually going to ask if, in terms of with history, just your thoughts, if perhaps because we've had smaller living spaces, is that why we've kind of drifted away from socializing in our homes?
Just by ourselves more, too, I think. When you're off by yourself working on a computer, it's not social.
I think the workplace has shrunk.
That's true.
You know, people are just physically more isolated as well. I think, you know, in the olden days, people would have gatherings and soirees because they that's how they got their news, their entertainment. Mm. They didn't have so much coming at them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's the problem too. There's so much coming at us all the time. How do you get a moment just to be by yourself, let mm-hmm. alone figure out how to have a dinner party? But that's the key, is that you need to make that time. And I think, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are saying what we're saying, you know, make the time for yourself, mm-hmm. eat good food.
But people financially, too, are finding it way more appealing to eat at home at the prices of things in restaurants. And, of course, we expect that with restaurants. They're paying high food, high rent, and having
staff
to pay employees.
And, yeah.
So at the same time, I think it's more attractive and appealing to be able to have a dinner at home, because then you have your couch to lounge on. You can get, you know, private and do things after eating that.
And it's taking a moment to think like that.
Are kinky.
You know, take a moment and think about what you're going to make and what you're going to do. Mm. And, you know, and too, with the different, the way sexuality now is more open and you know,
more accepted.
It's wonderful.
And also people are now tackling problems that were completely hidden mm-hmm. even up until the 1980s. People didn't talk about erectile dysfunction, and they didn't talk about aging, and they didn't talk about what's going to happen to your body if you keep eating the same way in your 20s and your 30s. What's going to happen to you when you're 40? Because things really change in your body when you're 40 years old and on. Things become brittle. Your immune doesn't work the same. You start getting gray hairs. Everything does sort of kind of get ugly. So you have to really start figuring it out young. Appreciate yourself when you're young and take care of yourself now. But you're going out and partying and making yourself brittle from all those chemicals and those sugar and stuff that you're putting in your body, don't expect it to work at 45.
But at 45 and at 60, you know, you need to look at the good things and build on the good things. And, you know, the most attractive thing is somebody who's happy.
It's true.
The most sexually attractive thing is somebody who's sexually attracted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you get turned on, your partner gets turned on.
And it doesn't matter how old you are either. People think, well, I'm young now and I'm going to be able to water when I'm old. I'm not going to be turned on. Well, if you're thinking you're not going to be turned on, then you're not.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Actually, sex can sex
Tilla
can
the get, hun.
Sex can get does get better as you get older because you're more relaxed. You know, it doesn't have to. You're more relaxed. You're more relaxed with your partner.
You orgasm actually easier too with age, especially women, because what happens is you start figuring out your body and unlocking all these mysteries.
And you're not so
terrified of getting pregnant.
Well, and not so shy to tell your partner what you want to have.
It's like whip it off and bend over and let's start having fun right now. It's like your shyness disappears. Where when I was 20, I had a beautiful everything, and I'd sit there and be uptight, like I got a little bit of a chunk on my leg here, or I've got this going on, or my breasts aren't big enough, or and you're uptight about that. Why are you being uptight about it? It's like when you're in here your, you know, age of my age, you don't care about anything. And I think that's the real key to sexual happiness. Just open up and let it in.
And accept, accept yourself.
As you are.
Accept yourself, yeah. And I think your partner is up to that. Your partner is up to that, loving yourself.
Yeah.
Because it unlocks it so they can really get in and have fun, too. Because they want to.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. When your partner can make you reach orgasm, it makes them
feel amazing. How do we move from, because there's some couples who have been together for a long time where they've gotten so comfortable, I'll use that word as a polite way, but in reality it's almost like they've got to bed death where they still cuddle at night, still kiss each other goodbye, really affectionate, but the actual sex, they're not actually engaging in intercourse anymore or
that's because most people are tired. And that's why they're let themselves get into that comfort zone.
And the same environment.
And that's right.
Book out, go to a hotel.
It's your neural pathway. You get used to the same thing.
Yeah.
Get up in the morning and instead of doing this the same thing you do every morning, get up and go for a walk first.
And some B vitamins.
Or
really, it pushes the mood. B vitamins, the full spectrum of B vitamins really pushes it and makes you feel intimate. Makes you feel horny, you know?
It's also, you know, getting out and being active. Get out and be active. Use your
with
body,
each other.
With each other.
Instead of sitting in front of the TV and then expecting to be feeling sexual, you'll just say, okay, we've been watching TV for 2 hours. Now I'm burned out. I just want to go to sleep.
And also, back to what you eat. You know, food grouping. If you eat meat and a starch, a protein and a starch.
Like pasta.
It takes an acid to digest a protein and an alkaline to digest the starch. And when you get them all in your stomach at the same time, it just makes you tired.
It's a sludge.
Yeah. And then it turns into fat cells on your body. So it's learning how to eat. You know, if you're going to eat a protein, eat a vegetable. If you're going to eat a starch, eat it with a vegetable. You know, eat fruit by itself. Or, you know, it's learning how to eat so that your body can take that fuel and burn it clean.
And instead of eating a bunch of sugar in the daytime and then going out and having a drink with your girlfriend, you don't have the sugar all day. And then when you go out and have a drink, yes, the alcohol is sugar, but it's not affecting you as bad as when you've been having sugar all day and now you're going out and drinking.
And I think, too, you know, with drinking, alcohol is an aphrodisiac used properly.
Yeah.
But there is that tipping point, too, you know. So
where you just make yourself sick.
You know, repeating myself, you are what you put in your body. And if you want to recapture those sexual moments, you need to start with diet and exercise and just get yourself feeling better about yourself. Look in the mirror at your eyes. Look at yourself in the mirror and look in your eyes and go, you know, what do I want to do from here? God, I want to have more fun. I want to have sex, you know. And then just, you know, we can all change. We can all
reclamation.
Do it. Yes.
Reclaim.
Know, once you start feeling better in your body and you're exercising more and you're eating better and holy cow, you know, good vitamins, next thing you know, or blue-green algae, whatever it is that gets you going, then you're, wow, hey, I've got more energy. Gee, I look better. Wow, my partner does too, you know.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden now you're feeling like giving somebody oral sex. You know, now you're waking up and feeling the energy and you want to go, and when that person is sitting there, walk up behind them and bend over and give them a kiss on the face. Give them a hug, you know, reach down and touch a private part.
Touching yourself.
Yourself. Lay there and
get yourself going if that's what it takes.
And start to reclaim that feeling of sexuality in your body. You know, start with that.
Because it's there.
It's a good feeling to have that.
Definitely there. And that's what brings couples together. So
sex does. It does. Know. It really does. And I feel that when entertain each other in a sexual way and turn it into entertainment mm-hmm. instead of it just being something that you do to get over being horny. Well, I'll get off really quick and then I'll go to sleep.
Yeah, if you build
that's a
it,
bad attitude.
If you build up to it and, you know...
Yeah, like sit there, center have a nice dinner and watch porn together for
things.
A moment even. People say, well, porn is negative, but I don't think so. I think it can be very entertaining. Our vignettes are very adult.
They are, but, you know...
Not in a bad porn way. I mean, in a really useful, good porn way, you know?
Mm-hmm. It can, yeah, I mean, it definitely watching it can turn you on. And
well, it's a visual thing.
It's a visual thing, yeah.
It's like when I go to the Vancouver Sex Show, and we were doing our book promotion, mm-hmm. and we would stand and sell books and stand there all day. What I noticed is some of the beautiful nudity and beautiful women walking through the aisles, and couples where they were both dressed up and having sexual entertainment with each other. This was a big deal for them to dress up and come and buy their sex toys and their books and just in the mode of dressing up, putting on something sexually attractive is a wonderful thing.
So it's like foreplay, essentially, is what this
foreplay.
Is. So whether it's going grocery shopping with the intent that we're going to make this beautiful, sexy dinner together, we're going to eat it, and then we're going to have an amazing time together. So it's basically mental foreplay, essentially.
Of course.
And it's a little bit of everything.
Mental is a huge part of it. In our book and in stores where you can get the lotions and creams, and in our book we have the recipes for them, There are also herbs and spices and things that actually bring feeling to the surface of the skin. You know, it either heats it up or mm-hmm. cools it down.
Like the mint.
The basil washing water?
Yeah. The L-arginine is the amino acid that is found in Viagra. And what it does is it opens all the capillaries. Which is why some men are having problems with eyes and heart attacks. Mm. But L-arginine is naturally found in almond oil. And when you infuse almond oil with something heating like cinnamon or a mint
oil,
it opens the pores and it'll take the L-arginine into the muscle. Into the muscle, that the localized muscle that you're rubbing it on,
whether
and then it will stimulate the capillaries to open, and that's what's in a lot of the clitoris creams, is because you want those capillaries to open, because women need to have an erect clitoris to have an orgasm, as well as men need an erect penis,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the time, most of the time, as you get older, women don't have orgasms as quick and as easy as guys do. So
mm-hmm.
it's getting something like L-arginine on the clitoris, doing it yourself, getting that muscle used to being engorged
mm-hmm.
so that it's prepped.
Yes.
You know, and
in the olden days, women taught each other these kinds of things, and people lived for entertainment. They would wait until their loved ones came home and had the nannies and put the kids away, and they would have dinners and live in ways that was prepped for sex, for their to sexually please and satisfy their loved ones.
The couple, the mother and father, would lock the door, and the kids didn't bother them when they were in the home. Now, a lot of we have children, and
it gets forgotten. With all the responsibility of having to pay the bills and the food and making money, sexuality is getting lost.
I think that it's really great for young couples to find that babysitter or give the kids to their parents. You know, child love can take over everything, but you know what? At the end of it, kids grow up and they move away, and you're looking at your partner going,
who do I know here? Do I know this person?
Who are you? And what's really funny is, not funny, but people, opposites are attracted to each other and have been for thousands of years because opposites produce the best offspring. Mm-hmm. So when you're young and you're looking at mating and reproducing, you pick somebody that's going to just by natural selection, because we've been doing it for so many years, that's going to give you the best DNA selection for your child. Mm-hmm. And then when the children grow up and leave, you've got somebody that perhaps you haven't spent time with, but and they're completely opposite than you, and then it's really a problem. So you need to connect with that person throughout the whole thing and connect sexually and take that time. Kids are great. Kids are wonderful. And they're even more wonderful once in a while when they're with their grandparents or the babysitters, so you can be getting it on and having fun and remembering who your partner is.
Yeah.
Because you wake up one day, if you don't do that, and go, is this the person I married? I don't know this person anymore. Yeah, you know, because you haven't been touching them and stuff, too. And the thing is, when you age, in order, I think, to stay in touch with ourselves physically with age, it's very important to express ourselves sexually together and see each other nude and realize this is what the body is looking like in age. And then it's a more wholesome idea of this is my partner, we've aged together, we accept each other, and we have sex together.
Not even in age. There's so many young people out there nowadays, too, that you know, aren't comfortable with their own body. And
if they get a little bit overweight.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
and it's hard for them.
It's who you are inside, and it's when you love yourself, people can tell. Mm-hmm. Your partner can tell, hey, wow, you're looking great. Yeah, I'm looking great because I am great, baby. You know, you want some of that great. Don't forget about me today at work and keep thinking about that. And, you know, here's a little sprig of mint in your pocket so that you can think about, you know, what we did last night, you know.
Yeah, here's your mint, honey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to chew on this mint and give you a surprise. A mouthly surprise. And guess where I'm going to put my lips.
This is Wise Woman's Cookery. We do have a great website, wisewomanscookery.com. And on it, you'll find where you can buy our great book. It's in Chapters Indigo. It's on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca. All of that is on the website. Also, under videos, we have probably about 30 vignettes, and we did actually put our 21-minute first episode there. It's out on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel as well as our trailer. And the awards that we did win for the book was so cool. Thank you very much. You know, it's great when you get something like that. We won gold for best cookbook for the ELIT Awards and gold for the best website, which is really great, and bronze for the best book trailer. So we're very proud of all the people that have helped us. We've had
They go to the Wise Woman's Cookery site, anyone that's listening, they're going to know that. And you know why they're going to know that? Because they're going to see how fantastic our little films are. And, yeah, they should look up the body paint.
And the body syrup.
The body syrup is really good. Oh, my goodness.
The body paint is so hot.
Oh, the body paint is so hot. And our star, actually, the star girl in the body paint is Tristan Risk. And she's a beautiful burlesque dancer and actress. And I'm sure there are some people out there that would know of Tristan Risk. Whoa, is she a hottie.
Yes,
she just did Penthouse, actually.
Mm-hmm. The German
cover.
Germany.
The German, yeah.
Actually, all of the people that work with us, we have such a great crew. Our social media guy, the gentleman that helped us make our pilot and our first episode, the whole crew, the down to the girl that fed us, the young stars that worked with us. Well, to be stars.
And we basically put this together ourselves. We have our own movie little company. Shouldn't call it little anymore.
It doesn't sound little at all.
No, we have a movie set and that we work out of. It's our office.
And we have a wonderful person, a gentleman there that helps us with that. We just have so many people that believe in our project and that help us for basically nothing. We are just so wonderfully blessed.
And we're always looking for actors and actresses, too. So if you look up the Wise Woman's Cookery set site, and you want to write us and say, hello, I am a actor or an actress, and I would like to star in one of your films, write us, and Shannon and I will check you out for sure, and we'll put you in one of the vignettes if you would like to do that. But you will have to bear some of it. There will be a little bit of nudity in there.
Yes.
Look, you have to get a little bit action-packed. Okay? Now, and you have to be kick butt action.
Actually, you know, it's all done with taste.
It's all done with taste.
Yeah,
and really when she meant family friendly, she meant that it's TV doable. So we don't really show, you know, privates on the bottom parts, but we can bare the breasts and things like that. It's more television, you know, friendly. That's what she meant.
Broadcast quality.
Yeah. It really is. Yes.
We've really put our hearts into this project, and we really feel that, you know, it's just been so much fun and so many great people we've worked with, and now with our proposed television series, we really feel like we're sort of in the sweet spot here.
Yeah, we feel like we're drunk on food. Let's see, how many parties can we have in a year? Excuse me, how many meals can we cook hoping that we're going to get tons of action? God, I love that. Everybody's got to join us. We've got to have tons of people that cook food and write us and tell us exactly what happened. How much action did you guys get? Okay?
On that note, what have people told you about what kind of action they've got after? What are your favorite stories?
We have changed people's lives.
We really have. We've had people come up to us when they see us in the sex shows and the food shows. And
We've had people come up
in tears, couples, and say, oh, my God, thank you very much. You know, you've really helped. You've changed everything. We've had so many people that we laugh with and we're getting a really great following.
We've had men
Twitter
come up
and Facebook,
like older men. I think it's adorable, and they'll come up and say, "We bought your book," and I go, "Oh,
life.
Chapter
so
at chapters," and I go, "Oh, really? That's fantastic." And the guy's like, "Yes, we've been having meals and we've started having sex again," and it's like, "Oh, wow. Isn't that great?" And the guy has a glint. He has a glint in his eye, and you know. It's good because he hasn't wandered off with somebody else. He's held true to his family, his adult children.
And
it keeps the grandkids happy because the grandparents are together.
Well, and also,
you know?
Also helping young people with really great, easy recipes. There is some really wonderful recipes for excellent meals.
And some great liquors.
And
really easy to make.
Easy to cook and easy to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you are in a hurry and not every meal can be that exciting, let's do something after.
All our stuff, though, is easy because we made it for, you know, the everyday person. And not everybody's a chef. And Shannon and I are not like, you know, pro chefs where we went to school and everything. We were just basically women that wanted to, you know, get in there and get our hands in this food and party a bit. Start having some fun. Like, if we're going to have to make dinner anyways, we may as well start making it good.
That's
fun.
That's one of the keys, too, that we like to talk about a lot. If you're not having fun, you need to look at what you're doing and change it. Because in this life, especially in this country, in this place, it's all first world problems. If you have a problem, it's usually just a first world problem. We're not struggling for some place to sleep and some small bit to eat. We live a great life. And we need to see the happiness and the positive in everything. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a flat tire. Great. Maybe I'm going to meet somebody new. Or maybe I got a flat tire because something ahead of me, there's a car accident up there and I shouldn't be on the road right now. Or, you know, oh, great. There's the tow truck driver. Maybe he's going to have a great story.
Maybe he's cute, man. Hey, where's the meat? Where's the beef guy? Get over here. My tire's right here. Want me to bend over it? I'll help you. Where's the jack?
Are we having fun?
Excuse me, where is he? I'll call him any old day.
And that's kind of part of what you see in our vignettes, is us having fun and laughing. Mm. There's a couple of great bloopers there that are just hilarious.
Do share.
Yeah, so, you know, Mary, on the vignette.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. You got to find, one of my bloopers is called, Get Those Cans Out.
It's hilarious, yeah.
Get my can, I've got the cans. I've got cans, you guys, cans.
So, we laugh a lot.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I actually had a request from one of our listeners earlier today, and she is pregnant and libido is low just because of all the changes in body, and was wondering if there's anything that you'd recommend second trimester.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
It's called Relax, Man. You know, it's
well,
what happens in it is a lot of the hormones, because it's progesterone time, okay? And progesterone makes you tired more. Mm. Estrogen makes you feel more sexual. And progesterone is when you usually have your period or when you're pregnant. So it's progesterone. So what I find is, which everybody, you know, it's obvious in lots of ways. I take hormones. So I take my progesterone at night, and I take my estrogen in the morning. The estrogen gives you the energy, and the progesterone at night. So that's why she's got no libido. And it's going to go away really fast.
I think,
you know, she's got a couple months.
I think, yeah, you know, we're all different, and everybody goes through everything different. And pregnancy is, yeah, it's like a big wave, you know.
Yeah, the hormones go up and down and up and down, because sometimes when I was pregnant, I would be horny, and then later I sure wasn't.
But
I was too big.
But it does come and go.
Sorta.
And I think, you know, not to be concerned is the biggest thing, and
not to worry about it.
Not to worry about it. I mean, it's, and also eat energizing food. You know.
And when she has the baby, after she's finished breastfeeding, her period's gonna come back in. And that cycle goes up and down with the period, right? Mm. Because, you know, you go up and you can get pregnant and you're really horny and you just can't wait to get pregnant. And then you go down. And then there's moments when you're down and you're sexual and you're horny, but you're not at that high when you're mating. Mm. You know? So the body is, it's all chemical.
And
that's why our food is like that too. It's foods that affect you, your metabolism, right? And try to keep you at that high level so that you're more sexual.
And I think, you know, communication is so very, very important. And when you're having that hormonal fluctuation, people are, you know, we tend to not maybe be as open or as communicative as we could be. And so, you know, I think just trying to communicate, and
the communication part is completely and totally important, because also when you're pregnant, there is a little bit of stress around feeling like your boyfriend needs to get off. He needs to have sex, and you know, he'll jerk off and stuff, because you're pregnant, mm-hmm. and there's times when you're not, you know, or you're not feeling it. Many couples have sex right up until the end.
They do.
But it's the communication and
feeling good about it.
Yeah, it's and okay. not feeling under stress so much.
It's okay
sometimes
that he's horny and I'm not.
Yeah, yeah.
That way. And if we can communicate, maybe I can help him get over or her your partner, mm-hmm. whether it's
and too. It can be a big turnoff in a lot of ways if you're just giving him head all the time because you can't. Then it becomes sort of like a job. Well, I'm giving him head every day, and I'm not getting anything, and I'm pregnant now.
Yeah.
So it's,
and it's the,
you know,
it's the weight gain, too. I mean, good grief.
You're big out to here.
You're big. You're
another thing is, when you're pregnant, you can't even at the end really run, because the bottom of your stomach really pulls and hurts, right? No, but you know what I mean. Like that the baby moves in there. It's a big lump on the front, so you can't even run.
But
so imagine trying to have full-on sex, right?
But there are a lot of stages through pregnancy where you do get really horny. Too.
Yeah, yeah, you
so
do,
I
yeah.
Think, you know, it's just relax and just
yeah,
be
lay
happy.
On your back, put your legs up, and
eat
let him
food.
Pop it in. Gently slide back and forth, back and forth. Try to find the joy in it. Try to find the joy in it, Mama. Try and find the joy.
Going full circle about sex and pregnancy. Sex ed in school. If they could take your book and have this as a textbook in terms of sex ed and teaching youth about that early on, just what you eat, really actually taking pleasure in food and sex where it kind of, it just really whets your appetites. What would you see as curriculum right off the get-go?
It's the what Shannon says all the time is it's feeling comfortable with yourself, but that's through knowledge. Mm. And it's learning yourself, right? Learning about, like in Women's Sanctuary for our next things that are coming up, about self-pleasuring. The exercises of it's really good to self-pleasure yourself. And as more if you're a woman,
and well, there's that. Yes, that's great. I what I got when you asked me that question is that a lot of kids in high school, which is where this would be, need to just be a little more self-confident, and that's part of discovering your sexuality too. But also, you know, right back to the big thing, it's about what you eat. And it's about, a huge part of it is not eating sugar. And so what I would teach is what Mary is saying, you know, be self-aware, learn how to cook.
Like, I'll tell you what.
And you know.
It's not so much all the thing when you're growing up. It's, is my hair perfect? Do I have the right shoes? Is it the outfit? Is it this, that? No. It's what the feeling is. When you're with your date and you're starting to figure things out and you're with a man and a woman or you're with your lover, which is same-sex couples, whatever you're exploring to figure out who you are, close your eyes and see what you're feeling. Because the thing is, to men really need physical on their penis action, and women really need to be nurtured emotionally. And the thing is, to be able to lay comfortable, nude, with each other, no demands, just feeling comfortable, but feeling good. It's about feelings and not so much of what your hair is, whether it's perfect or not.
But, too, we're talking about younger kids, you know.
But that's the thing about young kids. Remember when your son used to stand in the mirror and comb his hair 25 times?
But you know, a large part of it is what your friends think and say. And I think with the way kids are so sort of with all the information and they've all got the screen and I think that relationships like with girls that they have their friends and you know, I think it's so intense what kids go through with their friends. And I think that we just, you know, need to help them just be happier and accept things with your friends and your peers. And
I was not too much to cut you off or anything, but I was going... I was going to say that the kids are also learning visually from things on the internet and thinking that's what sex is.
Mm-hmm.
And really, sex is about self-exploration and exploration of your partner together, because it's not what visually you're seeing, really. You know, porn is more like visual entertainment than what's really going on.
At the same time, too, with kids, you know, we don't want them to be having sex too early. We want them to just, you know...
Be kids. Get joy out of being young. Because you know what? It takes 2 minutes and you're old.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, give us 4 seconds and we're old.
No, you guys, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. So I just want to plug as well your website again, because you guys have so much good stuff on there. So it is the wisewomenscookery.com. And I'm going to really encourage everyone, because we do have a few copies of the book to give away. So if you want to email us at glamcat007@gmail.com, and tell us what you loved about the show. And we will have that up until next week, because in case you're listening to the podcast after the show, you might be lucky enough to be able to try some of this on your own. But as well as that, check out their website, because they've got some pretty cool videos on there. And as well, it
YouTube
sounded like...
YouTube and Vimeo.
And Vimeo as well.
Well, go especially to the Vimeo. Especially.
Thank you so very much. We had so much fun here.
Yeah, we get to get a little bit wild once in a while.
That just went by in a moment. It's just great.
Thank you. Well, up next is Hans. Oh, he sounds very sick.
I was not supposed to be here, but I am here.
Hans von Claus's Misery Hour. He is a very sexy man to be miserable with, and we may need to make you something from this book to make you feel better. So any recipes that we can give to this man and get his wife to make for him?
Oil of oregano, that's what helps.
Besides oil of oregano, that's sexier.
Oil of oregano is actually wonderful.
Actually, it is.
Yeah, but chicken soup. Chicken soup broth in there. Parsley, chicken soup broth, nature's antibiotic.
Taco chicken soup with salsa and garlic, fresh garlic.
Yes.
You listening,
Put
Mary?
In there.
Heat you up. Get rid of it.
Probiotics!
Anyway, thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much. And until next week. Oh, yes. And this show is generously sponsored by Fetish Weekend. So, yeah.
Oh, cool. We love Fetish Weekend.
They are very generous, and they are sponsoring the next couple shows as well.
That's great.
Really great.
Good for them.
Yay. And until next time, you've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. We will be back next week at the sexy hour of 10 o'clock. Good night, everyone.